Exclusive, Senator Eric Schmidt, Military Diversity Initiatives Drives a Wedge Between Service Members. By Sean Moran on July 28, 2023. Senator Eric Schmidt, ARMO, chaired the passage of INDA, which has his anti-diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, amendments. The Senate passed its version of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, on Thursday night. I'm proud to have spearheaded the effort to strip woke and divisive day politics out of our military. The United States military has been one of the world's great meritocracies, and the Biden administration's attempts to infuse day policies and administrators into our military only drives a wedge between our service members. These reforms are critical, but the fight isn't over. I promise that I will continue to lead on this issue, Schmidt explained in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News. Schmidt, a freshman senator, successfully fought to include four amendments into the Senate passed NDAA, which would limit the Department of Defense's DOD ability to conduct day initiatives. Breitbart News reported about the four amendments. Amendment 371 directs the Government Accountability Office, GAO, to fully audit the DOD's day workforce and its planned expansion over the next 5 years to provide transparency. Amendment 373 prohibits DOD from establishing a new day administrator position and/or taking actions to fill vacancies in currently existing day billets, pending the outcome of the GAO report. Schmidt's office contends that this would result in significant civilian personnel costs that can address threats such as China. Amendment 382 would require the Undersecretary of Defense, USD, to provide a report to the Armed Services Committee on the Enhanced Education Program within the National Defense Education Program. Schmidt's office noted that there are concerns that awards in this program are based on progressive curricula such as critical race theory, CRT. Amendment 377 would require the Secretary of State to detail the total man-hours and resources expended on diversity, equity, and inclusion in 2023. President Joe Biden and Biden Pentagon officials have argued that the military's day efforts would make the military stronger. As Breitbart News's defense correspondent, Christina Wong, noted, they were short on data to back up their arguments. Watch, CNO can't explain why Navy hosted day summit. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.